The starting pitcher for our Chiefs, the right-hander number 26, Wilfredo Pereira. Thank you. ceremonial first pitches. All of our ceremonial first pitches tonight, they're all cancer survivors. First up, it's Drayson Stewart. Tonight's managers meeting, the visiting team manager, Mr. number 33, Mr. Brooks Conrad, and for the Chiefs, number 22, Mr. Patrick Anderson. Tonight, our Field of Dreams team, it's the Dunlap 12U Gold Team. They'll be taking the field with our Chiefs. Out in left field is going to be number 9, Brooks Hammer, and 27, Owen George. Center field, number 70, Drew Farrell. Out in right field, number 33, Ibrahim Gouray. The third baseman, number 12, Will Janetti, and 18, Thomas Barnes. At shortstop, number 11, Christian Schreger.
Greetings, Chiefs fans. Brendan Howe saying good evening and welcome into the abbreviated Chiefs pregame show. We apologize for any technical difficulties that we may have encountered early on in the broadcast this evening. We're going to give you the lineups for our ball game tonight, game one of a six-game series as the Chiefs get set to host the Quad Cities River Bandits here at Dozer Park. The Chiefs entering the series 21-30, coming off a three-game split out in Appleton, Wisconsin last week. Patrick Anderson hands in a lineup card looking like this, going for career win number 499. Mike Antico lead off playing center field. Tyler Reichenborn will follow him up in the two-hole in left. Todd Lott and right field batting third. Aaron Antonini in the cleanup slot behind the dish doing the catching. LJ Jones will bat fifth and DH. Francisco Hernandez behind him in the sixth hole at second. Thomas Francisco, the left-handed hitting first baseman, bats seventh. Noah Menlinger in the eighth hole at third. And Mac Chambers, the switch hitting shortstop, will round out the nine. On the bump for the Chiefs tonight, Wilfredo Pereira making his second start of 2022, a 2-1 record with a 3.76 ERA. For Quad Cities, in the cellar of the Western Division in the Midwest League, a record of 19-32 entering action tonight. This, Tyler Tolbert will lead off playing shortstop. Diego Hernandez in center field in the two-hole. Tyler Gentry in right field batting third. Luca Tresh behind the plate doing the catching in the cleanup slot. Cale Emshoff, the DH, batting fifth. Gerard Gonzalez, the switching second baseman, bats sixth. Dylan Schrum, the first baseman, bats seventh. Burl Dixon, the left-handed hitting left fielder, will bat eighth. And Morgan McCullough will bat third and round out the order for Quad Cities. On the bump for them, a right-handed hurler, 2-4 record of 5.86 ERA. It's Charlie Neuweiler. That is the lineups for tonight's action. On June the 7th, a beautiful night from downtown Peoria for baseball here at Dozer Park. The Chiefs will look to get back over the 500 mark in front of the home crowd tonight, a record of 12-12 here on the friendly confines of Dozer Park, an area where they were so good earlier in the year to start. If you remember back that far, they were tied with the New York Yankees for the most home wins in all of professional baseball with 10 back in the month of April, if you can go back that far on the calendar. The team was away for the last week, and if you were unable to catch any of those games out in Wisconsin, well, that's kind of what I'm here for. Let's fill you in on what you may have missed. Peoria, like I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, split that six-game set with the T-Rats. They won two games on back-to-back nights in shutout fashion. They earned the third win while coming from behind, scoring runs in the final three innings of play on Saturday night to earn the victory. Peoria's now won 7 of their last 12 away from Dozer Park, and it's kind of been the polar opposite of what they were here at Dozer Park to begin the season. They were so good here, and they really couldn't get out of their own way on the road. Over the last 12 games, they've won 7 of them. And with the trio of W's last week on the road, Chief Skipper Patrick Anderson now sits just 2 wins shy of the 500 mark. A couple of wins in front of the home crowd this week will do the trick to get him across the milestone marker against the organization that he started his managerial career with. Now, how about that for a full circle moment for Patrick Anderson, the potential to reach the 500 mark this week. Speaking of wins, The Chiefs, like we mentioned before, trying to get back over 500 at home. And to update you on some of the streaks that came to an end last week, some impressive ones where the Chiefs hit the road. That streak was snapped at 19 games on Sunday as part of a 5-1 loss. One more tidbit on Mike. He leads the Chiefs with 26 stolen bases, which is also the most by a Chiefs position player since 2016. And he's tied for first in all of high A baseball in that department as well. The next stolen base by the Chiefs as a ball club will surpass their season total from the 2021 season well before the halfway mark. So some impressive stuff from the Chiefs on the base paths. They'll look to flash some offense here tonight to get a win to open this six-game series and 12-game and 13-day homestand. A lot of baseball coming from downtown Peoria over the next couple of weeks. We are moments away from first pitch at Dozer Park. Brendan Howe with you here on the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. We'll have baseball for you in just a few moments. Stick with us here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
I got a lot of rap, but
catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend. Family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Shall we? Heart is a blue. It's a beautiful day for baseball in downtown Peoria. Wilfredo Pereira, the right-hander, 2-1 on the year, ready to go as Tyler Tolbert steps in. He takes a strike called, and away we go, right on time at 6:35. We'll rehash the lineups in just a moment. Thank you for sticking with us during some technical difficulties. As Pereira flips in a breaking ball strike, it's nothing and two. Tolbert, Hernandez, Gentry at the top. Tresh, Emshoff, Gonzalez in the middle. Shrum, Dixon, and McCullough round things out. Quickly the 0-2. Quickly a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Tolbert. One away here in the top of the first. The Peoria defense. Reichenborn and Tico Lott, left, center, and right. Menlinger, Chambers, Hernandez, and Francisco from third to first on the infield dirt. The catcher is Aaron Antonini. Here's Diego Hernandez now. First pitch, a wave and a miss. Nothing and one. His second start of the year. He made an emergency start on Wednesday. He did pretty well. Just swinging a foul back. Count nothing and two. How about five innings, three hits, no runs, no walks. He punched out five. Again, that was on short notice. On Wednesday morning of last week, remember we had a 12-10 first pitch. On Wednesday morning, John Beller was the scheduled starter. Two offering missed high, 1-2. Infield shaded around to the right side. Pereira in a pinch was fantastic. Two missed up and away, 2-2. Pereira was used as a starter in the second half of last season. He made 13 starts, and he put up a 2.65 ERA as a starter. Next pitch home, popped up. Foul ground right side, Antonini over. The first baseman, Francisco, over. And Antonini, full extension. He reaches out, makes a basket catch, two down. Here comes Tyler Gentry now. Gentry, he has been quite productive at the high A level. No exception here in 2022. 325 the batting average, four homers, 19 runs driven in. First pitch from Pereira. Breaking ball strike, 0-1. Chiefs, by the way, wearing their NL Rio Copa jerseys. Second time this year, aqua blue tops. Purple trim on the shoulders. Gentry lines one to center, but right at Mike Antico. Fredo Pereira picks right where he left off on Wednesday. Now six innings as a starter. Six shutout innings as a starter. Three up, three down go the River Bandits. Quad Cities nothing. Peoria coming up. We return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is Mimi Culver's Concrete Mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a Concrete Mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Right-hander Charlie Neuweiler is the starter for Quad Cities, 2-4 on the year with a 5.86. Here's the Peoria lineup that he will face. Antico Reichenborn and Lott at the top. Antonini, Jones, Hernandez in the middle. Francisco, Menlinger, and Chambers round things out for our Chiefs. Neuweiler, the right-hander, his first pitch missed outside for a ball, 1-0. Away we go here in the home half of the first. Neuweiler ready. From the wind, he gets a swing and a pop-up. Third baseman McCullough makes the call and the catch. One quick out here in the bottom of the first. Let's give you the Quad Cities defense. Dixon, Hernandez, Gentry, left, center, and right. McCullough, Tolbert, Gonzalez, and Shrum. Left to right, third to first on the infield dirt. The catcher, Luca Tresh. For Charlie Neuweiler, misses down away, ball one to Tyler Reichenborn. Look, rule number one of broadcasting school is to not make things about you, but make things about me for a second as Reichenborn grounds in a left, a base hit. In between innings, I heard a sound, one that would replicate a rip of sorts. We have come now to locate that I have ripped my pants right down the back of the left thigh. Reichenborn a base hit, but what's really important here? We now have to figure out how to shield myself for the next nine innings. There goes Reichenborn for second. He swipes the bag. The pitch was a strike called, and with that, it's the 91st stolen base of the year for the Chiefs. They have already surpassed last year's stolen base total. This is game number 52. They love to run. Tip of the cap to Patrick Anderson, a very aggressive philosophy. A one pitch to Lott, missed down and away. One ball and one strike. Should I give out my Venmo here on the radio if you'd like to buy a new pair of dress shorts? Reichenborn at second, the 1-1 to Lott. Grounded toward short. Gloved cleanly by Tolbert. His throw to first. Head high and in time. Two down. As a matter of fact, not only the Chiefs lead the league in steals, they have the co-leader, Mike Antico, who fouled out to begin the bottom of the first. He has 26 swipes. You know who else has 26 steals on the year? Darren Antonini takes down at in ball one. Tyler Tolbert, the Quad City shortstop, who just made that 6-3 putout. So, we'll see who leaves town on Sunday afternoon in the lead. Perhaps they will remain tied. Who's to say? But a couple of guys who can really run. 1-0 heater missed away. Two balls and no strikes. Just underway here. Bottom of the first. No score from Dozier Park in Peoria. Chiefs kicking off a 12-game homestand tonight. Love to start it off on the right foot. 2-0 delivery, just a hair low. Three balls and no strikes. Antonini, 228 Six homers, 22 runs driven in. Neuweiler rests a glove belt high. Here's his 3-0. Antonini, a green light, and he rips it foul to the right of first. First base coach Willie Martin had to take a step to his left. It'll skip to my Lou. Chiefs say it all the time. You'd love to draw first blood, but it really has not led to a ton of success for Peoria. Kind of an outlier. Chiefs just 13-13 when they score first this year. Probably goes against conventional wisdom, right? You would think that win percentage would be higher. 3-1 home, outside, ball four. Antonini works the walk. The inning will continue for the slugging L.J. Jones. Time temperature is brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling, 79 picture-perfect degrees here in downtown Peoria. Standard Heating and Cooling, setting the standard in comfort since 1939. There's pitch to Jones, breaking ball, missed down and away, 1-0. The flag's not doing a whole heck of a lot. They're located out in left center. More center than left, certainly. 2-1, 2-out to 1-0. Cut on and missed. Neuweiler took something off. The shadows will be a factor if they aren't already. The pitcher, Neuweiler, standing in the sun at the moment, but the shade creeping upon the mound. 1-1 pitch to Jones. He swings and misses. 1-2. Wonder how much of a factor that is. You know, for guys who, like myself, who did not play competitively after a certain age, you've never really experienced that. 1-2 pitch, tomahawk towards short, and it squeaks into left, a base hit. Streaking to the plate, Reichenborn. The throw is late. Chiefs take the lead. Streaking for third, and tagged out there is Antonini. That ends the inning. It's an RBI single for L.J. Jones, and the Chiefs get a clutch two-out RBI and jump in front 1-0. We head to the second. Chiefs with an early advantage here in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Alfredo Pereira worked a rather mundane first inning. Strikeout, foul out, fly out. He now has a 1-0 lead. He'll deal with Tresh, Emshoff, and Gonzalez. Excuse me. Step aside for a moment. Hit the old cough button as Pereira pumps in strike one. Tresh, 254, 7 homers, 24 runs driven in. Prayer works exclusively from the stretch. His next pitch is high, 1-1. Ball hit on the screws by L.J. Jones. Gave the Chiefs first inning tally. 1-1 pitch is high, 2-1. Pereira has his sign. Next pitch, just a touch high, 3-1. Zoe Evans is the home plate umpire tonight. He is a replacement umpire for Joseph McCarthy. We expect Joe to be back in action tomorrow. Felix Neon is on the bases. 3-1 swing and a foul back. Count is full, 3-2. Quad Cities in their second year of affiliation with the Kansas City Royals. Payoff pitch, cut on and missed. Good stuff from Pereira. Retired the first four men that he's faced. Here's Emshoff now. It's by the first name of Kale. Spelled the same way as the superfood as he takes a strike. 0-1. 24 years of age from Corpus Christi, Texas. Bats with an open stance. Here's the next pitch. Jam shot pop up. It's going to get out of play. Chiefs enter action tonight with a record of 21-30. Quad Cities bringing up the rear at 19-32. And Emshoff swings and misses. That slider working early for Pereira. Struck out 5 in 5 innings on Wednesday. Already has 3 Ks here through an inning and 2/3. Gerard Gonzalez, the batter now. Gonzalez, 5'11", 167. He's a youngster, just 20 years old. And he just recently, as he fouls one straight back just above us. Count 0-1. Well, scratch that. Gonzalez just turned 21 a few weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Swinging a foul back. We are getting peppered up here. Press box level. Nothing at 2. Gerard hit it the other way. I bail, man. I don't need to prove I'm macho. 0-2 misses away. I'm ducking for cover. Really, my concern should be the equipment, right? Got a couple pieces of equipment that if it took a foul ball, we're in trouble. Yeah. Base is empty, 2 outs. The 1-2 is upstairs. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mentioned the Chiefs wearing their Copa jerseys, by the way. Teal tops. Purple piping on the shoulders. Blue hats with a purple bill. The River Bandits are wearing their road grays. 2-2 swing and a foul. Caromed off the railing of the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Familiar name, the Quad Cities skipper, Brooks Conrad, the former major leaguer. Another 2-2, this one lifted in the air to right. Todd Watt is there. He camps underneath and hauls it in, inning over. 6 up, 6 down for Wilfredo Pereira. He's never lost against the River Bandits in his professional career, trying to keep that streak in tow. Tonight, through 1.5, 1-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Oh, furniture at discoverpeoria.com.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
DiscoverPeoria.com.
Francisco Hernandez, first pitch swinging, and yeah, Kyle, voice of the River Band, has just got one right in his window. Yeah, atta baby. This game is off the rails, man. Oh, one pitch missed away, 1-1. I mean, this is uncanny. 1-1 from Neuwiler, swung on and missed by Francisco Hernandez. It's 1-2. Yeah, we need a bullpen catcher, the protector. Gee whiz. 1-2 home. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Hernandez, who's been in, he's been in a good posture as of late. Struck out that time. First K for Neuwiler with one out. Here's Thomas Frantzmer, 16 runs driven in. Neuwiler from the wind. Francisco lasers one the other way, but it will curl foul. Neuwiler, he spent all of 2021 with Quad Cities as well. So one home, missed in, moved the feet of Francisco. Ball and a strike. 12 starts with the River Bandits last year, a 4.81 earned run average. Francisco a wave and a miss. It's 1-2. Neuwiler does not exactly rack up the strikeouts. He's more of a ground ball pitcher. And on cue, he gets one to the right side. The second baseman flips and throws to first. That's Gonzalez, 4-3 if you're scoring along at home. Two down for Noah Mendlinger. Mendlinger just under the Mendoza line. 198 as he enters play tonight. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Line towards right field. It will land fair and bang off the base of the wall. To second, Mendlinger. He's in standing with a two-out, two-bagger. Good stuff from Noah Mendlinger. Hit the ball hard a couple of times on Sunday in the loss to Wisconsin. It went on the button that time. It gives Mac Chambers an opportunity to drive in a run. Neuwiler from the stretch. He peers in. Now set. He kicking the offering. Belt high strike going on. Neuwiler, we mentioned he was with the club last year. Obviously, he spent 2022 with the River Bandits. This will be his 10th appearance, his 8th start. Next delivery, a strike called on the inside edge. It's nothing and two. Best outing came one run, walked one, and punched out two against Wisconsin in a game that Quad Cities won 18-1. A little lopsided. Mendlinger, decent lead off of second. The pitch is skied into shallow left center. Coming on, the left fielder Dixon, who makes the one-handed grab, two in the inning. Two-out double does not score. We're through two in downtown Peoria. 1-0 Chiefs on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Advantage thanks to a two-out RBI from L.J. Jones. Dylan Schrum leads things off for Quad Cities, and he promptly takes a strike on the outside edge. Pereira rests the glove shoulder high. The 0-1 paints that outside edge yet again. 0-2 the count. A well-spread-out crowd this evening. Schrum chases one in the dirt on the 0-2. Antonini needed a moment to locate it, and a near collision at first as Francisco wanted the throw inside the line, and it was on the outside of the line. No harm done, however. Fourth punchy for Pereira, one out for Burl Dixon. Big news in baseball today involves a former Peoria Chiefs skipper, Joe Madden, relieved of his duties by the L.A. Angels this afternoon. I believe that was the correct term, relieved. I think that was the official terminology. Dixon takes a slider for a strike, 0-1. Madden managed for the Chiefs in 1984. Dixon waves and misses the count, 0-2. I think the one thing that I've struggled with in this position, well, there's lots of things that I've struggled with, but one of them is trying to balance Chiefs franchise history with, hold that thought as the 0-2 is in the dirt, balancing our franchise history with where we're at today. Obviously, guys who went on to maybe have careers with other organizations, specifically one organization, how much do we highlight that as Dixon swings and misses for strike three? I think that's the catch 22, because obviously I don't think there's a whole lot of Cardinals fans today who are feeling particularly woeful about the news. Right, yeah. Been a tough week for managers with Peoria ties. Joe Girardi was fired from his gig in Philadelphia. Number nine batter McCullough steps in. He takes low for ball one. McCullough 204 on the year. Three homers, 12 runs driven in. Third baseman Menlinger playing even with the bag. Everybody else is back. Next pitch, back to the slider, back to the strike zone. 1-1 the count. First baseman Francisco is really trying to shade his eyes over there at first. He is battling the giant star in the sky as McCullough fouls back. It's 1-2. Good to see Homer out and about interacting with the kids. But, look, I got on a couple other mascots earlier this year. I got to have Homer wearing baseball pants or something, right? We're nothing if not consistent on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. 1-2 pitch, McCullough. Did he go around? He did not, according to Felix Neon. Aaron Anciani had his hands on his hips as if to say, you want to rethink that. We'll give Felix the benefit of the doubt. A lot of sunlight out there tonight. Hard to see. Two ball, two strike pitch on its way. A swing and a miss. Pereira needed just one additional pitch to strike out the side in the third. He's punched out five of his last six and six of nine through three. We go to the home half of the third. It's 1-0. Good guys on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work going. So are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Good part of the Chiefs order due here in the bottom of the third. It's the top of the Chiefs order. Antico, Reichenborn, and Lott. Tico trying to start up a new streak. Weaves and misses here, count nothing and one. He had a 19-game on base streak that was cut short on Sunday. Went 0 for 4. One pitch missed down and it. One ball and one strike. Though, just because he went 0 for 4 is not necessarily a deal breaker. He could go 0 for 4 and draw a walk, and that would suffice. 1-1 pitch taken for a strike on the outside edge. He did not take a walk in that game. 231 on the air, 3 homers, 17 runs driven in. We're going to try to snag him for the Cheap Talk podcast this week. 1-2 pitch taken high, 2-2. By the way, the Cheap Talk podcast, you get good juju when you come on, I'm just telling you. I'll give you my proof here in a moment. Antico calls time. I'll give it to you right now. Gordon Graceffo, Michael McGreevy, where are they at? Double A. What did John Beller do in his first start? 7 Ks and 3 1/3. Antico, soft liner, base hit in the left over the glove of a diving Tolbert, who did everything he could. Leadoff single for Mike Antico, already getting himself in Cheap Talk podcast mode. He's at first. Reichenborn the batter. You know Antico's a threat to go at any time. Reichenborn singled and scored in the first. Now a pickoff throw. This is Antico back. He's in with a at first dive. Double play depth up the middle. First pitch to Reichenborn, a breaker off the outside edge. 1-0. Reichenborn from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Tico back in on a second pickoff attempt. First Four hits for Peoria here in the early going. Charlie Neuweiler to the dish. Slider caught the bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. Game one of a 12-game homestand for our Chiefs. Reichenborn grounds one fair. Pass to diving McCullough at third. And Tico, an aggressive back-to-back singles to kick off the bottom of the third. Todd Lott, the batter now. Lott at 255 since joining the club. Grounded out in the first. He's 0 for 1. Plenty of room on the right side of the diamond. Lott, normally a pull-heavy hitter, takes a slider for a strike. 0-1. And Tico gets a big lead off second. They got him picked off, but the throw trickled under the glove of Gonzalez. And Tico able to get back. Yeesh. Could have been Harry. After that mess, Charlie Neuweiler wants a new baseball. I don't blame him. Can't be any good mojo in that one. 1-0 Chiefs here in the bottom of the third, threatening for more. The next pitch is fouled into the mitt. 0-2 on Lott. Last year, he alternated between left field and first base. He's been pretty much exclusively a right fielder since rejoining us this season. Two-strike delivery. Lott elevates. Left center field. Hernandez in the gap, able to chase it down. Antico's tagging for third. The throw, a little tardy. Reichenborn able to follow behind him. Strong throw from Hernandez. Just a hair offline, and that made the difference. Good aggressive base running by Antico, and then Reichenborn to follow up. They're at second and third with one out for Antonini. Infield playing in, maybe halfway in. Neuweiler misses down and away for ball one. Neuweiler peers in, has his sign from Tresh. Pitch misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Chiefs. 500 Dozier Park in 2022. Next pitch, high and away. Three balls and no strikes. The dangerous LJ Jones is on deck. Cardinals back in action tonight after having yesterday off. Scoreless in Tampa. Here's a 3-0 swing and a line drive base hit to left. Antico in. Reichenborn will have to hold at third. It's an RBI for Antonini, his 23rd. And the Chiefs still in business. It's 2-0. And they have them on the corners. That's what you do with a 3-0 pitch. Find a pitch you can drive and hit it hard. Jones steps in now in a prime run-scoring spot. You know, I will say, after a flurry of roster moves made a couple weeks ago, Jones chases a breaking ball, 0-1. the Chiefs, Michael McGreevy, Gordon Graceffo, in terms of their lineup construction feels much deeper than it did 2 weeks ago. You know, one, Jones, line drive, base hit, left field. Two at-bats, two singles, two RBIs. It's 3-0 Chiefs. As they just continue to pass the baton here in the bottom of the third. Four singles in the inning. And Francisco Hernandez will try to join in on the fun. But here's my point on that, right? You had Mason Winn, which, you know, this is in no way a knock on his talent. This is just you essentially traded him for Todd Lott, who has a much different profile, right? He's a slugger. He's a guy who can drive the ball out of the yard. And you put him in the middle of your order, and guys like Antonini and Jones and Bushberger, who already had established themselves as your RBI guys, they're now slotting down a spot. And when you can run L.J. Jones up there in the five spot, sometimes the sixth spot, a guy like Jacob Bushberger, that's pretty good depth to your lineup. Gives you some length. And Mac Chambers, a guy who is batting second now, has been penciled in the ninth spot as a guy who can kind of flip things back to the top. I love the way Patrick Anderson has deployed his bunch the last 7 to 10 days or so, and the offense has taken a noticeable uptick. 2-1-1 out, Hernandez the batter. He gets jammed and fists one towards third, and everybody's going to be safe. The third baseman, McCullough, went to tag Antonini. Antonini avoided the tag, and by that time, he had nowhere to throw it. Brooks Conrad out. He wants an explanation. His argument is that Antonini veered out of the baseline. I'm not sure I agree with that. He's got a little bit of leeway. Not like he ran into left field. Felix Neon certainly saw it differently. Bases full of Chiefs, one out. Thomas Francisco, the batter. Chiefs already with two men across here in the third. First pitch to Francisco is fouled straight back, 0-1. Eight Peoria hits. We're in the bottom of the third. 0-1 from Neuwiler. Francisco in the air, deep center field. Hernandez will get behind it as the ballpark holds it. Coming in to score from third is Antonini. Chiefs add to their league lead in sacrifice flies. It's an RBI for Francisco. Nothing pretty, but quite effective. 4-0 Chiefs. Runners remain at first and second for Memlinger. This is the first meeting of the year between these two, by the way. Obviously a six-game set here. The down and in for ball one. We will head to Quad Cities later this month. Neuwiler turns. And nobody there at second. Jones had a big lead over there, but not enough to bother the middle infielders. One ball, no strikes. The pitch on its way. It's tapped foul. Look out over there in the Chiefs on deck circle. Sent the bat boy scrambling. It's a thankless job over there, right? Two on, two out. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. In the dirt. Tresh smothered it. Two balls and one strike. Menlinger, the eighth man to bat here in the inning. The Chiefs, all singles. Sometimes you can just piece it together. Don't always have to drive it out of the yard. There's many ways to score in this beautiful game. Jones dancing off of second. The 2-1 misses outside. Three balls and a strike. Menlinger, he just missed his first career homer. Went off the base of the wall last time, and he takes outside ball four. Good try by Neuweiler. He tried to paint the edge of that 3-1 delivery, but Menlinger was not fazed. Chambers digs in, the switch batter. 3 runs across here in the third, but chance for a crooked number here. Neuweiler, the late kick in the offering. Swing and a foul back. At the top of the netting, I think we were gearing up for another one. One strike, the count on the Peoria shortstop. There is action now in the River Bandits pen. Patrick Halligan. 0-1 to Chambers. Line drive towards center. It's down for a hit. One run is in. Here comes Hernandez. The throw is way offline and over everybody. It goes to the backstop. Other runners will move up 90 feet. Chiefs have them at second and third on a 2-run knock from Mac Chambers. 6-0 Peoria as they hit around here in the third. Antico singled to start this mess. A mess if you're a Quad Cities follower. A fun little outburst if you're a Chiefs fan. Two men still in scoring position. Antico takes down and in for ball one. Weiler, deep breath now, the offering, cut on and missed, it's 1-1. Have to scratch out the old number 4, my scorebook, put another 3 up there. Tico, the 10th man to bat, and he lines one towards right field, and it lands foul. Scored 2 more. I'll tell you what, there is one youngster on the right field berm who has just made a haul on foul balls. It's like he purchased that real estate out there and said, I will keep watching the berm tonight, fellas. He's got at least 2 by my count. We're going to watch him in the middle innings. We'll update you as the game develops. You know, anytime you're building something up, you got to have a good side story, right? Antico lifts one down the left field line, but it will slice foul and out of play. Like any good TV show, right? It's got like its A block, you know, its A story. Then it has like its B and its C story. Our B and C story tonight, we've located one of them. It's this gentleman on the berm. Looks to be, what, 12 years old maybe from here, give or take, 10 to 12? He's decked out in a red Cardinals hat and a home white uniform. Another 1-2 misses high and away. Two balls and two strikes. Looks like he could take a few hacks for us if called upon. Now, right now, he is battling the sun out there on the right field berm. Keep you updated. 2-2 pitch to Antico. Misses down and in. Three balls and two strikes. Count on the Peoria center fielder. You feel like Neuweiler is at about the end of the road here. He's either going to work out of the third or he's going to be lifted for the right-hander up in the pen. That's Halligan. Here's the payoff. Antico fouls it away left side. We'll do it again. 6:35 starts tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1:35 on Sunday as the River Bandits will get out of town following the game. Another 3-2 looms. Neuweiler to the plate. The center, this will be playable for Hernandez, who makes a catch ranging to his right. He caught all three outs. He was a busy man in the third inning, as were the Peoria Chiefs. They were busy as a unit. How about six hits in the frame? They score five. We're off to the fourth. Chiefs lead at 6-0. Brendan Howe will take you through the middle innings right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. Don't go anywhere.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Here from downtown Peoria at Dozier Park, a 6-0 Peoria Chiefs lead as the Quad Cities River Bandits ready to go yet again at the dish. It'll be Hernandez and Tyler Gentry, their second looks at Wilfredo Pereira. And it's been 9 up and 9 down for the right-hander to this point. First pitch slider tails away. One ball, no strikes on Tolbert to begin the top of the fourth. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings. Been a long time since Wilfredo Pereira has thrown a baseball. Here comes the 1-0. Tapper foul at the dish. One in ball and one strike. Chiefs brought 10 men to the plate and scored 5 runs in that bottom of the third inning to push this game out to a 6-0 lead. Sure, Pereira won't complain about the run support. 1-1. Foul back up and over the press box, and that'll reach the roof here at Dozier Park. 1-2 on Tolbert, who's 0-1 with a strikeout his first go-round. Chiefs offense exploding in that bottom of the third. Pereira's 1-2 pitch. High fly ball into center field. Antico moving to his left, and he's got a beat on it to make the grab on the move. And Tolbert is out number one here on the top of the fourth. Now that'll bring up Diego Hernandez. Popped out to Antonini in foul ground his first time. Fine play by the Peoria catcher over by the Chief dugout. Ten up and ten down now for Wilfredo Pereira As he opens up this fourth inning with a quick out. First pitch, wave and a miss. Off balance swing from Hernandez on a fastball low and away. Nothing at one. Boy, the stuff from Pereira as a starter has just been magnificent. Here's the 0-1. High, twisting, pop-up and foul ground. Racing over Menlinger by the wall, but he won't have a play as that one will reach the concourse. Quickly nothing and two. Fan gets the bounce on a nice ricochet. Pretty decent-sized crowd on hand tonight at Dozier Park. Taking in game one of a six-game series against the River Bandits and game one of a 12-game homestand. 0-2 pitch off the end of the side. It'll be another souvenir. Count will stay 0-2 here on Hernandez. Chiefs, of course, will finish up this series with the River Bandits before welcoming in West Michigan next week. 0-2. Breaking ball, not much bite to it. Stayed up high. Good waist pitch. One ball, two strikes. Peoria jumping out to the early lead here at home in the series opener. Pereira set, 1-2 pitch coming. Fly ball center field. Antico moving back to his right, still going back at the wall, and it's gone. A round tripper for Diego Hernandez. That ball just kept on carrying out to right center field. That slices the Chiefs' lead down to 5, make it 6-1 here in the fourth. That'll bring up Tyler Gentry. The third home run and 12th RBI for Hernandez on the season. That one get out of here in a hurry. First pitch slider low and away to start off Gentry. One ball, no strikes. Antico off the bat initially looked like he was taken off after that ball in the alley. The 1-0 pitch nibbles the corner for a strike, levels the count 1-1. That the first hit of the game off of Pereira. It had been 10 in a row set down before Hernandez tagged that one. 1-1. Another slider. That one misses away again. Two balls and a strike. Strategy here against Gentry. Stay away. 325 hitter. Four long balls. And the 19 ribbies to go with it. A big swing and a miss there. Evens up the count at 2-2. Was looking to park that one on to Jefferson. Trying to tag team it with Hernandez and go back-to-back. Pereira, 2-2. Flicked off the end of the bat, foul. Gentry will stay alive. Oh, for been a busy man out there tonight as Antico defensively. Bases clear, one away, top half of the fourth, and the 2-2 from Pereira. High fly ball into shallow left field. Coming on is Reichenborn. With the read on it, will make the catch, and there's two away. I'll bring up Luca Tresh. The base is clear and now two down. Tresh 0 for 1. A strikeout victim back in the second. That was to open that frame against Pereira. Tresh bats from the right side. Low hold with the bat. First pitch a fastball. Belt high. A called strike. Nothing and one. Quad Cities now has scored second in their last 8 games. Coming into tonight, that streak of 7 games, they were outscored 22-10 in the first couple of innings as Tresh drops one up the middle for a base hit. Just in front of Antico, scoops it up and tosses it back to Chambers. And the River Bandits with a 2-out knock. That'll set up Cale Emshoff. And in those 7 games for Quad Cities in which they scored second, they won just one of them. 1-6 over that time frame. First pitch to Emshaw. Wave and a miss on a slider down and away. Took something off that time. Nothing at one. Shadows engulfing most of the infield, about 85%. 0-1. Another slider chested up by Antonini, who had to slide to his right to save that one from reaching the backstop. One ball, one strike. So the matchup now even between pitcher and hitter in terms of the shadows. You heard Cody mention that earlier. Certainly plays to the advantage of the pitcher when the shadow is about halfway in between the mound and the plate. Here's the 1-1. Big cut and a miss. Another off-speed delivery from the right-hander. A good one at that. Had Emshoff out in front with a wave and a miss. It's 1-2. Pereira brings the red glove too, is in the dirt, smothered by Antonini. Ball got in between his legs. He went from the crouch, touched the dirt surface. Two balls and two strikes now. A very modest lead for Tresh. Off of first, held on by Francisco. Pitch home. Fastball on the corner, strike three. Caught him window shopping to end the frame. Second time Pereira's punched out Emshoff. And this time it strands a runner. But the River Bandits get one back. It's the Chiefs 6, Quad Cities 1 as we move along to the bottom half of the fourth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get you all.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Tyler Reichenborn to the right-handed batter's box to lead it off for Peoria in the bottom of the fourth. And now a five-run ball game from Dozier Park, a 6-1 affair as we roll through the middle innings. First pitch is a ball upstairs from the new arm as Julie Call to the pen brings on Patrick Halligan. 22-year-old right-hander hails from Vienna, Virginia. Delivers a strike on the inner third there to Reichenborn to even the count of ball and a strike. 1-1 from the righty. Flicked foul straight back up and over the roofing here at Dozier Park. One ball, two strikes. Halligan, a 13th round selection of the 2021 draft at a Pensacola State College. Another heater. This one rides upstairs, 2-2. Halligan set, pitch home out of the windup. A breaker misses downstairs. Three balls and two strikes to fill it up on Reichenborn. 2-for-2 with a couple of singles, a stolen base, and a pair of runs scored. Quite the night thus far for the Chiefs left fielder. Wave and a miss this time for strike three. Halligan pumped a fastball right by him. Reichenborn set down for the first time tonight. First strikeout of Halligan's evening to bring up Todd Lott. Charlie Neuweiler's night is over. The starter for the River Bandits, we'll give you his final line in just a moment as Todd Lott gets set to dig in. 0-for-2, trying to join the hit parade tonight for the Chiefs. First pitch swinging, a big cut and a miss. Right over the top of a looping curve. Nothing at one. Lott ground out to short. Fly ball to center field. This one misses up high. Another curve ball, didn't have much bite to it at all. 1-1. Trying to navigate that one to the top of the zone, did Halligan. Missed with the first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Down and away, a called strike. one clip the bottom of the zone, 1-2. Elegant, a big shrunk, now out of the windup, kicks and fires, got him. That curveball is nasty as he fools Lott there. Back-to-back Ks for the right-hander out of the Quad Cities bullpen. Here's Aaron Antonini. Antonini in RBI base hit his last time in the third. Trying to keep this bottom of the fourth inning alive for the Chiefs as he takes an off-speed delivery outside. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 from Halligan. Tapper foul up the first baseline toward the Chief dugout. One ball, one strike. Neuweiler, three innings. Give up six runs, five earned on nine hits. Couple of walks and a strikeout. Rough go of it for the River Bandit starter as this one is flared towards second, coming on and making a leaning grab as Gonzalez on the move to put a cap on the bottom of the fourth inning. That one nearly hit the deck, but Gonzalez there just in the nick of time to end the inning. Chiefs go in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It's the Chiefs 6 and the River Bandits 1 as we move to the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. Our team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the fifth from Dozer Park, where it is indeed a beautiful day. Temperatures around 78 degrees, first pitch. Sun is still out and shining. As Wilfredo Pereira back to work, misses with a fastball low and away to start out Gerard Gonzalez. 7:45 local time here in downtown Peoria, and we've got a lot of sunlight to play with here. How wonderful is that? 1-0 pitch popped up. Left side, long run for Reichenborn down the line, and he can't get there. Falls into the Quad Cities bullpen. One ball, one strike. Gonzalez will be followed by Dylan Shrum and Burley Dixon. They're in the Quad Cities half of the fifth. They got one back in the fourth off the solo shot from Diego Hernandez. It's his third of the year. 1-1 from Pereira, here it comes. A number towards short. Chambers charges, gloves cleanly, throw across in time. And Gonzalez is set down for out number one. That'll bring up Dylan Shrum. Was retired on a 2-3 put out on a drop third strike. Besides that home run from Hernandez, that's been the lone blemish for Pereira thus far tonight. Chiefs do have action in the bullpen, however, as the first pitch, a breaker to Shrum, had him out in front. Nothing at one. Looks like it could be Nick Trigolik-Iverson loosening up down that right field line. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball tied up Shrum on the inner half. Nothing in two. Pereira will get a fresh pearl. Zoe Evans, our home plate umpire tonight. Felix Neon on the bases. You heard Cody mention that earlier. 0-2, fastball high and away. Joseph McCarthy will likely be back tomorrow. Chiefs had this umpiring crew the last homestand as this one is punched in the air to center field. Chasing Antico back, still ranging back. It'll be over his head and one hop the fence. Around first, digging for second is Shrum. He'll pull up there with a stand-up double. And the third hit of the ball game comes with one out here in the fifth for Quad Cities to set up Burley Dixon. Shrum turned around and inside fastball. Put a charge into that one over the head of Antico in center. There comes Dixon, who's 0 for 1. Struck out back in the third. Pereira from the stretch fires home. Fastball over the outer third for a strike. Nothing in one as Shrum gathers his lead off a second. Pereira gives him a look, now kicks and fires the 0-1. Foul back left side, up into the sweet level for strike two. Jerolik Iverson continues to work down that right field line. How long is the leash from Patrick Anderson on Pereira? There's the 0-2. Curveball misses down and away. One ball, two strikes. Good take from Dixon to stay alive. See if Anderson lets Pereira wiggle through this fifth. Here's the 1-2. Fastball rides away. Count levels, two balls and two strikes. Of course, Anderson in search of his 499th career managerial victory. 2-2 from Pereira. Another breaker missed off the outside corner. Right-hander a bit frustrated with himself. Didn't finish through the pitch. He's making a throwing gesture with his hand, telling himself, got to come through on that one. Count goes full on Dixon. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the payoff. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Took some mustard off that one and fanned Dixon for the second time. And a big second out to put the inning in the hands of Morgan McCullough. Just a run on three hits for the River Bandits thus far this evening. If they want to keep this inning going to get to Tyler Tolbert in the on-deck circle, they'll need to pick up a fourth. Pitch from Pereira. Fastball down by the shoot tops. One ball, no strikes. McCullough, much like Dixon, who just struck out for the second time, he's also 0 for 1 with a punch-up. Pereira would love to replicate that fate once more. 1-0 pitch, nibbles at the corner, another slider. 1-1. That's been Pereira's bread and butter thus far this evening, that slider on the outside corner, especially to left-handed hitters. Ripped into right field. That'll fall in for a base hit. Lott going to chase after it as it rattles into the corner. In to score is Shrum to second base. And trading places with him is Morgan McCullough to make it a 6-2 game here in the fifth. RBI number 13 for the River Bandits third baseman. Second double of the inning. And now here comes Edwin Moreno. So with 2 outs in the inning, McCullough rattles a double into the corner to score Shrum. River Bandits have now scored in back-to-back innings off of the right-hander. Chiefs continue to have action down that right field line. That's the fourth hit of the game for Quad Cities. And for the time being, it appears that Patrick Anderson will try and let Pereira finish off this inning. And obviously with action behind him, as it's been going for quite some time here now in the fifth inning, that this will be it for Pereira's night. Will likely be a bullpen game from the sixth on tonight for Peoria. Here's Tyler Tolbert with a man in scoring position. Pitch home on the inside corner for strike one. Tolbert, a 251 clip entering the ballgame, and he's a guy that has got some blazing speed. A one. Grounded toward third, picked up by Menlinger. Shuffles across, and a low throw dug out by Francisco to end the inning. A 5-3 put out to strand a runner, but once again, the River Bandits add one more. It's now a four-run game. Chiefs 6, River Bandits 2, as we move to the bottom of the fifth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on it. SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Jay Jones, Francisco Hernandez, Thomas Francisco. The three scheduled to hit for the Chiefs here in the bottom of the fifth. A 6-2 ball game from downtown Peoria. Patrick Halligan back to work. Pumps in a slider that misses down and away to start off LJ. One ball, no strikes. Halligan operating from the first base side of the rubber and the 1-0 pitch home. Fastball bites the corner. One ball, one strike. Throckson deals a 1-1, ties up Jones with an inside curveball. 1-2, 7-3 with a 1.87 ERA and 109 strikeouts at Pensacola State in 2021. And now Jones will ask for time before the 1-2. Was in between innings, that was a number that really stuck out to me, was the 109 strikeouts in just 81 and two-thirds innings. It's one heck of an eye-popping number. Not a guy that pitches to contact, that's for sure. The 1-2, trying to get Jones to offer it a pitch down and in. LJ would not oblige. Two balls and two strikes. Working quickly is Halligan. This one skips up to the dish. Count will go full, three balls and two strikes. Looks like Nick Chergolik-Iverson is ready and waiting to enter when we eventually proceed to the top half of the sixth here at Dozier Park. Payoff to L.J. Jones on the corner, strike three. Ring him up. Third strikeout of Patrick Halligan's evening. Here comes Francisco Hernandez. Struck out back in the second, singled and scored in the third. One of the nine Chiefs hits to this point in the ballgame. Pitch to him. High drive left center field. Chasing back Hernandez on his horse to make the catch. A couple of steps in front of the track. And a long way to go to haul that one in, but did so successfully. Two up, two down in the Chiefs half of the fifth for Thomas Francisco. Boy, in the blink of an eye, Chiefs have two outs. Didn't even have time to work in my story here. We had scheduled to go on tap here in the fifth. Pitch to Francisco. Changeup. Finds the corner for a strike. May not be as exciting as Cody's ripped pants story, but certainly was exciting to me. We'll get to it in a moment. Swing lofted left side. On the run is McCullough into foul ground to reel it in and retire the side. The Chiefs go in order in the fifth. Guess my story will have to wait. 6-2 Peoria to the sixth we go on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Much like we had suspected, Wilfredo Pereira's night comes to a close. A Julie call to the pen brings upon Nick Tregolic-Iverson. 6-1 right-hander, a 1-2 record, an ERA of a 7-1-6 entering tonight's action. He'll face 2-3-4 for the River Band. It's a slider by the shoe tops, one ball, no strikes. Tregolic Iverson, 24 years old, out of Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Next one, grounded to third, a hot shot glove by Menlinger. He'll shuffle and fire across in plenty of time. A nifty play at the hot corner by Noah. And there's one gone to start the top half of the sixth. We had a story on tap for you in the bottom of the fifth that we didn't quite get to because the Chiefs went three up and three down in what seems like the blink of an eye. If you remember back to earlier in the year, now let me preface this with us broadcasters here. We like to use our pens. Swing and a miss from Tyler Gentry, the new hitter from the right side, nothing and one. Some broadcasters like to use multicolored pens. Some broadcasters like to use some highlighters. Really a matter of taste. As the 0-1 pitch, a changeup called strike bottom of the zone, 0-2. Tregolic Iverson working quickly. Breaking ball downstairs. One ball, two strikes. Me in particular, if you remember back, Cody and I had this debate about these erasable pens that I like to use. Breaking ball is up high, two balls and two strikes. And to kind of piggyback on Cody's point earlier about how rule number one, if you go to school for broadcasting, don't make it about yourself. Well, story fits the bill as Gentry laces this one to left, coming on as Reichenborn to make the catch. And there's two away. Was on a shopping trip the other day and saw this pack of multicolored erasable pens. And I couldn't believe it. I tried to get Cody on this train earlier this year, and he would not bite. He used his one pen and one pen only. New man to hit is Luca Tresh, who takes a fastball high for Tregolic Iverson. One ball, no strikes. And I just don't know how you can decipher anything in that scorebook of his. 1-0 pitch misses inside, 2-0. Tregolic Iverson ready, pitch home. Fisted into shallow right center field, Lott coming on. And that'll retire the side. Second half of the story will come up in the bottom of the sixth. It's a 6-2 ball game. here from Dozer Park on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
For the Chiefs, Patrick Halligan back for his third inning of work out of the Quad Cities bullpen. It's Noah Mendlinger to start it off. Looks at a changeup at the bottom of the zone. Gets started in the top of the sixth inning. As Halligan winds and fires. Pitch misses inside a ball and a strike on Mendlinger. These multicolored pens that I stumbled across. And now, you've got your variety packs and stuff like that. As here's the 1-1. Spiked up to the dish. Two balls and a strike on Mendlinger. This pack in particular, they were all erasable. Best brand you can buy. There was about 25 of them. And now I got over antsy preparing for today's ballgame and changed up the color scheme. And now the moral of the story is stick with your guns, because now I'm all kinds of confused here. Looking at this scorebook, trying to decipher what each one of these things mean as the 2-1 is low and away. Fastball from Halligan trying to paint the corner and missed. 3-1. Right-hander ready. 3-1 pitch. Mendlinger swats it foul left side. The count will go full 3-2. The typical combination, for myself at least, is red, blue, and black. Mendlinger waves and misses over the top of a breaking pitch from Halligan for strike three. Fourth strikeout of the night for the right-handed reliever. Now here comes Mac Chambers. Pretty successful night for Mac out of the number 9 spot. A flyout to left and then a 2-RBI single in the third. It's part of that monstrosity of an inning. Halligan winds and fires a fastball up high. Couldn't place it at the top of the zone. 1-0. Two runs, four hits, an error for the River Bandits. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for the Chiefs. Here's the 1-0. Chambers sends this one foul left side, twisting out of play. One ball, one strike. That number 1 in the error column for the River Bandits, not something you see too often. They've been the best defensive team in the Midwest League this year as Chambers pokes this one up the middle, and that'll get through for a hit. Double digits now in the hit column for Chambers has got his second knock of the night. Back to the top of the order we go now for Mike Antico. The scouting report on Quad Cities coming into this series, at least, was the pitching has struggled at times. They've got some guys who can hit, and they are a very clean defensive ball club. Chambers a large lead off the bag at first. Out of the stretch comes Halligan to the plate, missed with a fastball up high. 1-0. Just 30 errors in 51 games for the River Bandits. First place in the Midwest League. Now a check on Chambers at first, back in with a head first dive. For the Chiefs defensively, if you're wondering, 45 errors in 51 games. That's smack dab in the middle, sixth place in the Midwest League. 1-0 for Halligan, working from the first base side of the rubber out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. A 1-0 pitch is lofted left side. Chasing back is McCullough. Dixon coming on toward the line, and nobody will have a play. Hits the railing guarding the berm just up over the edge of the Quad Cities bullpen and ricocheted back up the stairs. A ball and a strike on Antico. Popped out to McCullough in foul ground once already. That was back in the first inning. Singled and scored in the third and also flew out to center field in the third. He was the first and the last man to hit in that inning. 1-1 from Halligan. Chambers takes off. It poked the other way for a base hit. Chambers is going to try and go first to third. He'll coast in safely as Antico with a good piece of hitting for his second knock of the night. Make him 2-for-4, and that puts him on the corners with one away for Tyler Reichenborn. That is a hit and run to perfection by Patrick Anderson right there. Pulling out all the stops tonight. Trying to claw to within one win of number 500 for his career. A run scored. First pitch, a slider, tails in for a strike. Most recently struck out to lead off the Chiefs half of the fourth. Trying to come through here and drive home the seventh run of the game. Check on first base. Back in with a dive is Antico. Interesting there from Halligan to check on first with Chambers aboard at third. Of course, Antico always a threat to run. He is being held on at the moment by Schrum, and now another check on him at first. Same result, back in with a dive. Getting that uniform dirty is Antico. He's done it a lot this year. 26 stolen bases. Tied with the man out there at short for the Midwest League lead. 0-1 to Reichenborn, up high. Fastball just above the letters. One ball, one strike. Singled in the first, singled in the third. Scored both times. Trying to bring Chambers across. 1-1 from Halligan, here it comes. Big cut and a miss. Halligan buried the breaker there. 1-2. Tyler trying to pick up RBI number 2. Trying to battle with 2 strikes, and it misses up high from Halligan. Another fastball. He's had better control of his breaking stuff tonight than he has his fastball. At least here in this inning. When he's missed with it, he's missed up high. Reichenborn pinwheels to bat once. Now rests at the top. The right shoulder. Pitch home. Looper down the line and just foul. By inches to the right of the chalk. Down that right field line. Count will stay at 2-2. Reichenborn nearly dropped a picture perfect base hit down the line. That probably would have set up another first. Instead, the count's still 2-2. Halligan breathes a sigh of relief. The next one home. Just off the corner. Halligan thought he had him. Catcher Tresh held the spot for a moment, trying to get Zoe Evans to ring him up there. Said no can do. Count goes full on Reichenborn. Payoff from Halligan. Antico takes off from first. This one blasted to deep left field. Back at the wall is Dixon. This ball's gone. Tyler Reichenborn sends them all home. His first home run in a Chiefs uniform in 2022. And the Chiefs add on. They make it a 9-2 game here in the sixth. Touch them all, Tyler. Here's Todd Lott with the bases clear, and just like that, the Chiefs another crooked number offensively. Lott sends this one in the air right side. Gentry chasing toward foul ground, and he won't have a play as that reaches the berm. Our Cardinals friend down there collects another foul ball. That's got to be three or four for him down there tonight. A one pitch to Lott. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Pulled a string on him. Nothing in two. Oh, two from Halligan. Slider. Appeal down to first. Felix Neon says no go. Lott stays alive. A ball and two strikes. Tyler Reichenborn, have yourself a night. Goodness. Three for four, a home run, two singles, three RBIs as Lott fouls this one away. Nine runs now on 12 hits for the Chiefs. You can slowly but surely start coming around. 1-2, inside, dusting back, Lott a bit with a heater. Two balls and two strikes. Lott, of course, a power threat in his own right. Next two-strike pitch. Off the end of the bat, Lott. Nice job to stay alive. Fastball tight in on him. Lott's got the one home run and five RBIs this year. Trying to keep the inning alive for Aaron Antonini, who waits on deck. Pitch home. Wave and a miss. Down he goes for strike three for out number two. Now it'll send up Antonini. Lost count of the outs here in my scorebook, and like I said, back to this whole pen situation. Got to get this sorted out here. I think you just got to go back to the basics, right? Nice and simple. Keep it simple. Got over-aggressive, and it's costing me here. Here's Antonini. Wave and a miss. Change up, down and away. Perhaps expecting something else out in front of the off-speed pitch. Halligan started out most of his batters with either that fastball or a hard slider. This time with a change piece to Antonini. Base is clear, two away. Chiefs half of the sixth. A one. High and away. Looks like another off-speed pitch. Tried to tail it to the corner and missed. One and one. Next one to Aaron. Off the inside part of the bat. Got the handle. McCullough into foul ground. He can't get there in time as it hops into the Quad Cities dugout. One and two. Well, if nothing else, the Chiefs are giving McCullough a workout over there on the left side of the infield today. Decent amount of foul ground here at Dozier Park. For those that may be unfamiliar if you're watching on MILB TV. 1-2 from Halligan. High and away, two balls, two strike. The fastball to the outside corner, perhaps lost the grip on it. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two away. Halligan's next. Low and away. Antonini thought about going around, and Felix Neon again says no swing on the appeal. Full count to Antonini, who's walked, singled, and driven home a run. Payoff from the right-hander. Wave and a miss, strike three. Back-to-back K's ends it. Matter of fact, Halligan punched out the side on strikes, but the Chiefs break it open. It's a seven-run ball game on the back of a three-run shot from Tyler Reichenborn, his first in a Chiefs uniform this year. We go to the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
The
there is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. In the night, now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Six-seven for Quad Cities in the top of the seventh as Nick Trigolik-Iverson goes back to work. A fastball skips to the backstop to start off Cale Emschoff's at bat. One ball, no strikes. Emschoff, the DH tonight for the River Bandits. 0-for-2, a couple of punch-outs. Another fastball. This one finds its mark. One ball, one strike. Trigolik-Iverson, a quick worker. Likes to throw strikes. This one tapped foul over to the on-deck area, and nearly a fine play by the ball boy over there. No glove. He took that one head on. He wasn't afraid at all. This pitch. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Held on to by Antonini behind the plate. And Emschoff is down for the third time on strikes. And you may have heard it just there. Free Hardys for everybody. That's the third time that's happened already this year. That's pretty impressive. We've got to tip the cap to those who are picking the Hardy strikeout batter here this year. There's Gerard Gonzalez, who takes one down in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Happened on the first education day of the year. Again, a couple of weeks later. Curveball dips into the zone to level the count 1-1. And just now to Cale Emschoff. 1-1 from Trigolik-Iverson. Another breaker. That one missed. Off the outer edge, 2-1. Glove over the head, kicks and fires. Fastball just missed the corner. 3-1 as Gonzalez moves into the driver's seat. He's 0-for-2. Fly out to right, ground out to short. Here's a 3-1. Big swing and a miss. Top hand came off. It was a healthy cut from Gonzalez there. Payoff from Trigolik-Iverson. Misses away for ball four. Gonzalez will toss the bat as well as the elbow and shin guard. He'll trot on down to first. He's aboard for the first time tonight. We'll bring up Dylan Schrum. 1-for-2 with a run scored this evening as he bats here in the top of the seventh in a 9-2 ball game in favor of the Chiefs. Schrum with a hit back in the fifth inning, doubled and scored. That extended his five-game hit streak to six. Pitch from Trigolik-Iverson, chopped at the plate, foul. Nothing at one. Mentioned it a little bit ago, this Quad Cities team, certainly a team that can swing the bat. You got a lot of guys that can hit. May not be evident by the four hits tonight. Certainly that's how they've lived for a majority of the year, is this one. Finds its mark on the outside corner. Perhaps Schrum didn't agree with it. Pitch a little bit low. Certainly Trigolik-Iverson will take it. It's nothing in two. It's Burley Dixon loosening up on deck. 0-2. Fastball high and away. You look up and down the River Bandits lineup. We've got a lot of guys hitting over 250. A good amount of home runs. Trigolik-Iverson's 1-2, tied him up with a breaking ball for strike three. Down goes Schrum, second K of the inning for Trigolik-Iverson. Now here's Burley Dixon with one on and two gone. D- Dixon 0-2, couple of strikeouts. Matter of fact, she's pitching with an even 10 strikeouts as a staff tonight. Another swing and a miss. Fastball up. Between Wilfredo Pereira, the starter, and now Tregolic Iverson out of the bullpen. Arms have missed a lot of barrels tonight. Here's the 0-1. That curveball, not much bite to that one at all. Stayed away. One ball, one strike. Easy take for Dixon. Chiefs looking to get back over 500 here at Dozer Park this year. Came into tonight's action 12-12. Would love to get back to one over 500 as the 1-1 pitch whizzes inside. 2-1 the count. Crowd has thinned out a little bit as the night has progressed here at Dozer Park. A 9-2 game in favor of the Chiefs as the 2-1. One brushes up the corner. Counts back even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Some fans have gathered out on the left field berm. Seen a couple of home run balls go that way. 2-2 is into the dirt, chested up by Antonini to hold the runner Gonzalez at first. Count will go full 3 balls and 2 strikes. Couple of fans saying, hey, let me try my luck out here as wind starts to pick up as daylight subsides. Three, two from Tregolic Iverson. Runner goes. It's in there. Strike three. A brisk walk off the mound for Tregolic Iverson. Admiring his work as Burley Dixon is down on strikes for the third time. And the River Bandits strand one. It's no runs on, no hits, no errors, and one left. It's 9-2 Chiefs. Time to stretch from Peoria here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese kitchen house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Jones to the dish for the Chiefs. We're all stretched out and ready to go in the bottom of the seventh. A big cut and a miss on a first pitch slider from a new arm, Harrison Beathy. 24 years old out of Fort Worth, Texas. 18th round choice in the 2021 draft at a Texas Christian University. Good old TCU. Pitch to Jones. A ripper into left center field. That'll drop down for a hit. L.J. Jones, a 3-for-4 night. Couple of runs batted in. It's been a fine night for the Chiefs offense as a whole, really. At the 13th hit of the ball game, Hernandez digs in a 1-for-3 effort in his own right. Singled and scored a run. Little bullpen brought to you by Julie. Second arm for Quad Cities out of the pen tonight. Slider tails away from Hernandez. One ball, no strikes. Beathy in his 2021 college season as a senior, pitching 8 games, all of them out of the bullpen for the Big 12 champion Horned Frogs, as Hernandez chops this one up the line. Broken piece of lumber there. Could hear it off the bat. He'll go retrieve a new stick from the first base dugout. Count will be 1-1 on him when action resumes. A little pep in the step for Hernandez as he jogs it back to the home plate area. LJ Jones started the inning off. If you're just joining us here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, Brendan Howe with you with a base hit. He's aboard for the third time tonight. Chiefs trying to keep the good times rolling at the plate. 1-1. Another slider dips outside. 2 balls and a strike. Beathy comes on in relief of Patrick Halligan. Worked 3 innings, allowed 3 runs on 3 hits. A lot of threes there. 2-1. Big swing and a miss. Pitch on the inner third. Hernandez couldn't catch up to it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Some stretching going on down the right field line for the Chiefs. Remains to be seen if Tregolic Iverson will be trotted out there for the 8th. 2-2 to Hernandez into the dirt. Four-handed block by Tresh behind the dish. Keeps Jones at first. Not that he's all that fleet of foot. 3-2 on Hernandez. Payoff pitch coming. Opposite field. Line drives, falling fast and foul into the corner. Count will hold. Couple of fans gathering for that ball, and that's down there on the right field line. He was hustling for that one, too. Good for him. He's got a collection of souvenirs out of this game. Some fans can go to baseball games their entire lives and not get 3 baseballs. This gentleman's got 3 here tonight as Hernandez swings and misses for strike 3. Tell you what, I've been to my fair share a good old ball games. I don't have one yet. Here's Thomas Francisco with the man on. And now one away in the Chiefs' half of the 7th. Everybody in this press box was rooting for that guy to come away out of the pile with that ball as the fastball misses from Beathy away. Start off Francisco. Thomas over 2 with a sack fly tonight. Rips this one into right center field. Chasing after a Gentry. Still on the move. That'll one-hop the fence. Around second, digging for third, Jones. Patrick Anderson will give him the wave around. Thinking 3 is Francisco. The throw goes to third and he slides in safely. An RBI triple for Thomas Francisco. Gives the Chiefs double digits, a 10-2 ball game. Here comes Noah Menlinger. The Chiefs continue to swing the bats tonight. Runs in back-to-back innings now. Crooked numbers in 2 of the 4 innings they've scored. And here's Menlinger. Been on twice. A double and a walk. Chance to drive in a run in his own right. And chases one up high. Nothing at 1. Beathy elevated the fastball there. Got Menlinger to go up and out of the zone. Struck out his last time in the 6th. Pitch is inside and clipped Menlinger. He'll head down to first on the hit batsman. So men on the corners and one out. There comes Mac Chambers. Mac 2-for-3, a run scored, couple of runs driven in. Seems like you can say at least one of those things for just about everybody tonight in the Chiefs' order. First pitch to Mack, outside fastball, 1-0. Matter of fact, you can chalk up at least one trip on base for 8 of the 9 Chiefs starters tonight. The only one that has yet to reach base is Todd Lott. He's 0 for 4. 1-0 to Mac. Half-hearted wave and a miss. A breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Mac a little bit indecisive that time. Whether he wanted to pull the trigger or not, he ultimately did. Count a level of 1-1. Right-hander set, 1-1 pitch. Another slider tails inwards. 2-1. And this, you have to think, a big confidence booster for the Chiefs. Have pulled off a 6-game split out in Wisconsin against a pretty good Timber Rattler team. Coming home here, looking to pick up some steam in front of the home crowd. 2-1. Fastball up high at the letters. 3 balls and a strike. I guess you could say that they've added some fuel to the fire, at least. 10 runs on 14 hits. Can't really ask for much more than that. Chiefs are hoping to give him more, though, as Chambers punches this one left side. Tough play. McCullough, the third baseman, over to play. The throw is late, and the run scores. Everybody's going to be safe as Francisco comes across the plate. Mendlinger up to second. And Chambers aboard at first with the infield hit. And the RBI. Third of the game for Mac. Boy, it's going to be the game out of this bunch tonight. So here's Mike Antico. Sixth man to hit here in the Chiefs' half of the seventh. And that will prompt a visit from the third base dugout for the River Bandits. Steve Luber, the pitching coach, out to have a chat, as well as the rest of the River Bandits infield and the catcher, Tresh. It'll be Antico, the man to hit. A 2-for-4 night, couple of runs scored with a pair of base hits. Meeting adjourned. The men on first and second. Mendlinger at second base after the hit by pitch earlier this inning. Mac Chambers, of course, just singling home that run. Still just one out, although the double play is in order. The man of the hour is waiting on deck, Tyler Reichenborn, who's had arguably, and it is very arguable, the best night out of anybody in the Chiefs lineup. Pitch from Beely, fastball away. 1 ball, no strikes. Second arm out of this Quad Cities bullpen has fallen behind his fair share of Peoria batters. Antico, high hold of the bat from the left side. Beely gives a look to second, now fires home. A wave and a miss. Took something off, a ball and a strike. Looked like a slider down and in. 11-2 our score as we play the bottom of the seventh from Dozier Park. Chiefs have put up 5 runs in their last 2 trips. 1-1 from Beely. That slider finds its spot right over the heart of the plate. 1-2 on Antico. Of course, if you missed us here at the top of the broadcast this evening, Chiefs are embarking on a 12-game and 13-day homestand here over the next couple of weeks. Flicks it down the left field line, tailing foul. Count will stay put, will do it again. They're hosting Quad Cities this week for 6, this game 1 of the series. Then they'll welcome in West Michigan for another interdivisional matchup. 1-2. Off the plate away to Antico. Slider didn't bite back hard enough for Beely. 2-2. It's been all Chiefs from the get-go tonight. It was a 6-run game, and after 3, Quad Cities got 2 of their own in the 4th and 5th, and the Chiefs have added 5 since as the 2-2 misses downstairs to Antico. Count of fill up once more, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Antico trying to deliver the 16th Peoria hit of the ballgame. B. Beathy gets his sign from Tresh and comes set of the belt. Now time asked for as Antico wants to think some things over before the payoff pitch. And now Zoe Evans, our home plate umpire, will ask for time as we have a baseball that skipped loose down the left field line in the River Bandits bullpen onto the field of play. So bullpen catcher will go retrieve that, and we are set and ready to go. Antico patiently awaiting the payoff pitch. Beathy set, kicks and fires a 3-2. It's cut on and missed for strike three. Good slider fooled Antico. Down he goes for out number two in the bottom of the seventh, and here's Tyler Reichenborn. Not for nothing, but he came up in this spot last time. Launched a three-run home run over the left field wall. Can he do it again? Remains to be seen. Into the right-handed batter's box. Pinwheels the bat twice, awaiting the first pitch from Beathy. Top hand came off. Looked like Reichenborn was aiming that way again out toward left. Nothing had won the count. Steady diet tonight from Peoria offensively. Coming at you from all angles. 0-1. Fouled straight back. Dribbled right over the PC that's rather faded behind home plate now. Count nothing and two. Reichenborn, single and scored in the first. Singled and scored in the third. Struck out in the fourth on that three-run homer in the sixth. Quite the night. 3-for-4, 3 ribbies. That's one you'll remember for a while. Oh, 2 from Beathy. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes. Back-to-back strikeouts end the frame. But the Chiefs add on a couple of more to make it an 11-2 ball game. We head to the eighth. Cody Schindler will have you the rest of the way on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, fully insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Cody Schindler back with you as we play in the eighth. Everything has come up Chiefs tonight. 11-2 the score. Chiefs have pounded out 15 hits. They are now six outs away from taking game one of this series. McCullough, Tolbert, and Hernandez do. A swing and a foul kicks off the top of the eighth. Look, Iverson works from the windup. The next pitch, like a changeup, missed down and away, 1-1. The changeup, the great equalizer. Here's the next pitch. Wave and a miss. Count 1-2 on McCullough. He's 1-for-2 tonight. He doubled home a run back in the fifth. Quad Cities, they were making some headway. They were down 6-0. They cut it to 6-2 before the Chiefs pulled away. two offering misses inside for a ball, 2-2. Chiefs tacked on 3 in the 6th, 2 in the 7th. There's a wind in the next one. Tapped foul towards the Peoria dugout. We're going to have to chat with Peoria skipper Patrick Anderson postgame. Explain why following the 2-2, which is line foul left side. Went down to his office earlier today to exchange some pleasantries. And his dog named Rally was hanging out in the clubhouse. He's got the dog in town. There's a tapper to second. Hernandez gloves and throws McCullough out at first. One away for... So we're going to have to ask Patrick if he's superstitious. Does this mean Rally comes back tomorrow? Depending on how the series goes, does Rally come back next week? We have a 12-game homestand, so you never know. Could Rally become our bat dog? Who's to say? A lot of options. Tyler Tolbert takes a strike. He's 0 for 3 this evening. The speed demon plays shortstop. He taps the 0-1 pitch out in front of the plate. What a bare hand by Antonini and his throw in the dirt. Francisco unable to pick it. It will be an E2 on Antonini. Ball had some weird spin on it, but he fielded in good shape. The throw was in the dirt. With one out, here's Diego Hernandez. Quad City's on the board in the 4th. Tell you what, that ball off the bat of Tolbert had some funky spin on it, didn't it? Hernandez lines one foul towards the left field berm. Get a ball off the end. It has a mind of its own. One on, one out. Wouldn't expect Tolbert to be on the move here, down 9. Next pitch, grounded sharply up the middle and through, a base hit. Tolbert will stop at 2nd. Back-to-back reaches here in the 8th against Trogerlich Iverson. The Chiefs trying to start up a new streak. At one time entering Sunday's game, they retired 22, they did not allow a run in 22 1/3 innings. That streak was snapped by an Alex Hall homer Sunday evening, but 22 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings from the Chiefs bullpen. That stretch lasted a week from Sunday the 29th to Sunday. So far, Trogerlich Iverson 2 1/3 scoreless here tonight, but on the ropes as Tyler Gentry digs in. He cuts and misses. Count 0-1. Gentry, a trio of flyouts this evening. Look, Iverson dangles that right arm before coming set. It's the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball past the diving Chambers and into left field. Tolbert will get the wave around. The throw from Reichenborn is a good one, but it's late. And it's an 11-3 contest. RBI for Gentry. It was just a matter of time before he found some success. Just too good a ball player. Remember Gentry, he was right in the middle of it last year for them when they won the High A Central League Championship. They'll be the only team in history to have that title. Luca Tresh, the catcher, takes strike 1. Of course, after one season under the High A Central moniker, we switch back to Old Reliable, the Midwest League. 2-1 out. The one strike pitch is grounded in the left for a knock. Another hit. Runners move up 90 feet. Hernandez to 3rd. Gentry to 2nd. Tresh now aboard at 1st. Sacks are full for Cale Emshaw. Edwin Moreno, the Peoria pitching coach, out to have a word. He has not been too busy tonight. Left-hander Colin Schmidt up and warming. While we have a moment, let's check in with scores from around the Cardinals organization, our scoreboard. The Big Squad tied at 1. Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, not Tampa, St. Pete, top of the 9th. Again, 1-1, Cardinals and Rays. Good ball game between a pair of good ball clubs. On the farm, bottom of the 7th, Durham up 5-3 on Memphis. Top of the 8th, AA Springfield, a 6-2 lead over Midland. They pounded out 18 hits in that one. Palm Beach rained out yet again. They have battled the elements as of late. Hemshaw takes outside for ball 1. Pitch home from the right-hander. There's a strike. That's ball on the outside edge. It's 1-1. And our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Health Alliance. 1-1 delivery. Missed low. Perhaps in. 2-1. Tell you what, it's taken a few innings to get reacclimated to our booth. For two reasons. One, we were in Wisconsin last week, a very low vantage point, as Hemshaw grounds towards short. What a pick by Chambers. Throws to second, one over to first, a double play. Can that story? And it's probably for the best. As the inning comes to an end, a pitcher's best friend, a 6-4-3 double play, gets Trugerlich-Iverson out of the 8th. They're allowing just the 1 run. Go to the home half. Chiefs up by plenty. 11-3 the score on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Is on. He wears number 28. The numbers on Kalich, they look something like this. Kalich, well, this is his debut for the Quad Cities River Bandits. There you go. Give you more info here in a moment as Todd Lott waves and misses, count nothing and one. They did have a flurry of moves today. Kalich must have been one of them. Nothing and two. Kalich, 23 years of age, from Victoria, Texas. He's traded from the Braves to the Royals for some guy named Jorge Soler. 0-2 pitch missed down and away. That trade worked out for the Braves. See if it can become mutually beneficial for the Royals. Kalich, the right-hander. Long brown hair underneath his ball cap. He gets a swing and a foul back. Count remains 1-2. Kalich started his college career to junior college before joining forces with Ace Lacy at Texas A&M. 1-2 heater ran up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lott, Antonini, and Jones, the scheduled Peoria hitters. 2-2, missed down and away. Good battle here by Lott. He fell behind early, but he's in battle mode now. The count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch home. Strike 3 called on the outside edge. Heading back to the 7th, 3 straight punchouts now for Quad Cities. Pitching with 1 out, here's Aaron Antonini. Don't forget, 6:35 again tomorrow, our pitching probables. Noah Cameron for Quad Cities. Dionis Rodriguez for our Chiefs. This pitch to Antonini, missed upstairs for ball 1. Chiefs padded out 15 hits in this one. And Antonini buys number 16, a soft liner into right. And I know you're wondering, 16 hits, is that a season high? The answer to that question is 13 was a previous high. We did that 3 times. So 16, you're feeling pretty good if you're Willie Martin, the Chiefs hitting coach tonight. How many of those have been singles? 14? Obviously, we can go through the book and count them up. Jones takes a strike. But off the top of my head, we have the Reichenbord homer, the Francisco triple. Am I missing any? Mendlinger doubled off the wall. Okay. So there's 3 extra base hits. A 1 delivery in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher, Tresh. 1-1. Is that it? So 13 singles. Chiefs have passed the baton in this one. 1-1 home. Kalich misses downstairs of the ball. It's 2-1. Antonini not being held at first. 2-1 to Jones. In the dirt, 3 balls and a strike. The 11 runs, not a season high, however. We scored 15 in our last home game at this ballpark. 26 runs our last 16 innings here. Is that good? Jones takes a strike call to the inside edge. It's 3-2. Go to our resident mathematician, Brendan Howe, and he confirms that is indeed good. Thank you, Brendan. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Antonini not running. The pitch home is popped up. Foul ground right side. The first baseman over, and he makes a back front of the Chiefs dugout. What a play by Schrum. Two outs. Here's Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez singled and scored in the third. He's officially 1-for-4 tonight. First delivery. In the dirt, Antonini on the scoot. He will advance in the wild pitch. He had a good read on that one. Probably doesn't hurt. Be a catcher, right? You can probably read when a ball's going haywire. Antonini now in scoring position. Here's the 1-0. Nandez cuts and misses. Ball and a strike. ...11-3 Peoria in this series opener. Kalish to the plate. Misses up and in. Two balls and a strike. Antonini measuring a slightly bigger lead at second. Hernandez foul tips into the mitt. Count 2-2. Look, the story on the River Bandits, talked to Voice of the River Bandits' Kyle Kercheval earlier today. Look, they can really swing it, but the pitching staff has struggled. 2-2 delivery misses away, 3-2. Don't necessarily want to throw Kalich in that boat, right? He's out away from a scoreless eighth, but just collectively, the times to piece it together, whether it be the rotation or the bullpen arms. There's some talented pieces here, certainly. Payoff pitch. Hernandez waves and misses for strike three. Kalich, two punch-outs in a scoreless eighth. We go to the ninth. Chiefs look to bring it home. 11-3 the score. We'll have a Julie pitching change on the other side of this break. Colin Schmid on. He'll have the ninth for the Chiefs. As they lead at 11-3. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, your home for Peoria Chiefs baseball.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Julie called to the pen. Colin Schmid is on. He was good the last time we saw him last week in Wisconsin. Let's give you the numbers on the year for the left-hander. Where's number 50? Schmid on the year. He does not yet have a decision. 12 and one-third innings pitch, 14 hits, 16 runs, 13 of earned, 10 walks to 12. Excuse me, 12 strikeouts for Colin Schmid. This kid on the media side tonight, but it's been an oil painting for the Chiefs offense. 11 runs on 16 hits. As they appear to be en route to a victory here tonight, it would be their 22nd on the year. Schmid will turn Gonzalez around to the right side. First pitch to him. Misses down and away, ball one. We also have an amendment. Not above making corrections. 1-0 pitch, misses high and away, 2-0. Casey Kolick pitched the eighth. Not Kalich, Kolick pitched the eighth for Quad Cities. That's what you get for assuming. 2-0 swing and a line drive caught out of midair by the third baseman, Menlinger. Holy Toledo, that ball was hit on the screws. Menlinger hardly flinched. One away, here's Schrum. Schrum, seven long balls on the year. First pitch from Schmid. Good curveball in for a strike. It's nothing and one. From a strikeout, a double, a strikeout. So he's due for a double here if you play patterns. 0-1 pitch. Line towards a gap in right center field. Lott able to cut it off. It's down for only a single. But it is a second knock for Schrum. That gives Burl Dixon a chance. So again, apologies. It is Casey Kolick, 28, who pitched the eighth. We'll hopefully see him again in this series so we can get that right. Pitched a fine eighth inning, flashed some good stuff, struck out a pair of Chiefs batters. There's Burl Dixon now. He's from the left side. He takes down and in for ball one. Dixon, 0 for 3 with three punchies. Deep breath, Schmidt, the 1-0. Swinging a foul. May have got a piece of Antonini's mitt. Count 1-1. First meeting of the year between these two. We'll play 12 times in the month of June, as a matter of fact. Schmidt set at the belt. 1-1. Jam shot foul left side. Brooks Conrad, the former Atlanta Braves utility man, able to field that one on the hop. Count 1-2. Last year's series, by the way, remember how good Quad Cities? I mean, they were fantastic. Chiefs hung around. Quad Cities took the season series 14-10 last year as Dixon waves and misses. Two outs in the inning. It'll be up to Morgan McCullough. Chiefs trying to get across the finish line with using just two relievers tonight. Schmid bats. Another McCullough bats from the left side. Here's the first pitch from Schmid. And it's a heater in there for strike one. Runner at first is Schrum. He is not being held. Deep breath. Now the 0-1 home. Curve ball in the dirt. Antonini keeps it in front. 1-1. Three runs, eight hits, an error for Quad Cities. 11 runs, 16 hits, an error for our Chiefs. Deep breath. Schmid, the 1-1. Ball's in a strike. Tip of the cap to Zoe Evans back there. He was just filling in tonight as a replacement umpire. He called the balls and strikes, and I think he did a fine job. Night not done yet, but he's been right much of the night. Next pitch up and in. Three balls and one strike on McCullough. The leadoff batter, Tolbert, awaits on deck should he be needed. Schmidt, the left-hander. 3-1. Challenge heater just a bit upstairs. McCullough works a walk, his second reach. And Tolbert will get another opportunity. He scored in the eighth. Before he bats, Aaron Antonini have to have a word. And looks like Edwin Moreno wants a word as well. Gives us one more opportunity to check in with our Health Alliance out of town scoreboard. We'll go around the big leagues. Start with the finals. Braves 3-2 over the A's. Marlins 12-2 over the Nationals. Guardians double up the Rangers 6-3. The Orioles roll the Cubs 9-3. Baltimore. Game two of a doubleheader, Rangers 5-3 over the Guardians. Reds 9-0 over the D-backs in the eighth. That game in a rain delay. Tigers, Pirates tied at 1 in the fourth. Cardinals just jumped in front. 2-1 on top of the 2-1 the score. They lead the Rays in the 10th. Yankees 5-4 over the Twins in the 6th. Astros 2-1 over the Mariners. Blue Jays 2-0 over the Royals. Schmidt ready to work after the meeting. Misses high with the ball 1-0. White Sox 4-0 over the Dodgers in the 6th. Brewers 2-1 on the Phillies in the 7th. Angels looking to snap a 12-game losing skid without Joe Maddon. They lead 2-0. Padres 1 over the Rockies in the 1st. Now the 1-0 from the left-hander. Misses upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Tolbert, the fifth man to bat here in the ninth. There's number one. Hails from Birmingham, Alabama. He was a 13th rounder in the 2019 draft. Offers at the 2-0 and fouls it away right side. Now 2-1. Grandparents' Day at the ballpark tomorrow. Hopefully see many of grandparents and their grandkids here. What a way to spend a day. There's a ground ball toward short, diving stop. Chambers' throw to first is way wide. Francisco able to flag it down. It will be an infield hit for Tolbert. Just an incredible effort by Chambers, but no chance to get the speedy Tolbert down the first baseline. Quad Cities give them credit. They're down 8. But they are making that 27th out difficult. Here's Hernandez now. Between the two teams, we've seen 25 hits. Hernandez homered back in the 4th. The River Bandits on the board. First pitch is lined towards left center. Antico has a beat on it. He tracks it down, and that's the ball game. Chiefs win it. Scored in the first and never trailed. 11-3 the final. Chiefs have now scored 26 runs in their last two home dates. 11-3 the final. A wire-to-wire victory this evening as the Chiefs kick off this series. And the 12-game homestand in style. They win it once again, 11-3 the final. Cody Schindler saying so long from Dozier Park here in downtown Peoria. A convincing win for our Chiefs, 11-3 the final. They take game one from Quad Cities. Stay tuned. We will have the post-game show. Brendan Howe will break it down. He'll give you the winning Chiefs numbers when we return. Thanks for tuning in to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. I'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch for game two of our series. Chiefs win it tonight, 11-3. Brendan will wrap it up next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network, your home for Peoria Chiefs baseball.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Not a bad way to kick off a 12-game homestand. If I do say so myself, the Chiefs pick up the opener of the series against the Quad Cities River Bandits by a final of 11-3. Let's give you the final line. 11 runs on 16 hits and an error for the Chiefs. For Quad Cities, 3 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. It was hits galore, a parade, if you will, for the Chiefs. Let's dive in to just how they did it. It was a run. They drew first blood on an L.J. Jones RBI base hit. Fast forward to the third inning, that was where the Chiefs broke it open. They put up 5 runs in that frame. They brought 10 men to hit. Aaron Antonini with an RBI knock. LJ Jones with an RBI base hit. A sac fly from Thomas Francisco and a 2-RBI single from Mac Chambers did the trick. The Chiefs were up 6-0 at that point, and then Quad Cities would answer back with a couple of more, one in each of the fourth and fifth innings, a home run from Diego Hernandez, his third of the year, and an RBI double from Morgan McCullough made it a 6-2 game, but the Chiefs were not done from there. They added 5 more runs over the sixth and seventh innings. It was headlined by a 3-run blast from our Peoria Chiefs player of the game, Tyler Reichenborn, a 3-run shot, his first of the year in a Chiefs uniform, and his return to Dozer Park. 2 more in the bottom of the seventh for the Chiefs off of a RBI triple from Thomas Francisco, as well as an RBI knock from Mac Chambers, who also made a case to be player of the game tonight. He was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs in his own right, much like Tyler Reichenborn was. And then the Chiefs bullpen did the rest as they shut down Quad Cities. It was just one more run for the River Bandits in the eighth, thanks to a Tyler Gentry RBI base hit. He finally broke through after being 0-for-3 prior to that time, as the Chiefs grab their 22nd victory of the year to improve to 22-30. With the loss, Quad Cities falls to 19-33 on the year. Let's take a look at the box score. A lot of crooked numbers for the Chiefs tonight. It was multi-hit games for, count them up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members of the Chiefs starting nine. Mike Antico, 2-for-5, couple of runs scored. Tyler Reichenborn, of course, the 3-for-5 effort, 3 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. Todd Lott, 0-for-5, the lone member of the Chiefs lineup to not reach base tonight. Aaron Antonini out of the cleanup spot, 2-for-4, run batted in, a walk. LJ Jones, the 3-for-5 night, quiet 3-for-5 night for LJ Jones. A couple of runs driven in his own right. 1-for-5 for Francisco Hernandez, 1-for-3 with a couple of runs driven in for Thomas Francisco. As we refresh for just a moment here, Noah Menlinger, 1-for-2. Verse 3-for-4, a couple of runs driven home as well. The win goes to none other than the spot starter a week ago, Wilfredo Pereira. His third victory of the year after going 5 strong innings, giving up just 2 runs on 4 hits. Did not walk a batter and fanned 8 in the process. Nick Trigolik, Iverson, and Colin Schmid combined for 4 innings out of the bullpen. They would give up 5 hits, but 1 run. It was unearned. Charged to Nick Trigolik, Iverson. Couple of walks between them, split between the two. Trigolik, Iverson with 1, Schmid with 1. As Trigolik, Iverson with 3 punchies and Schmid with 1 in the ninth to finish the job. As the Chiefs once again pick up their 22nd victory of the year, we jump over to Quad City's box score. It was a hit for Tyler Tolbert out of the leadoff spot. Diego Hernandez with that home run, a 2-for-5 effort. Tyler Gentry, 1-for-4. Tresh, the backstop, the catcher, 2-for-4. Other than that, Emshoff and Gonzalez out of the 5 and 6 spots. They were 0-for, is combined 0-for-7. Dixon out of the 8-hole, 0-for-4 with 4 punch-outs. Tough day at the office for him. And McCullough out of the 9 spot, 1-for-3 with a run driven in. The final line once more, 11 runs, 16 hits, and an error for the Chiefs. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Quad Cities. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow for Game 2 of the series, as the Chiefs will look to get back to 2 games over 500 at home. They were 12-12 entering tonight. They leave Dozer Park this evening with their 13th home victory of the season. Quad Cities falls to 15 games back of Cedar Rapids at the top of the Western Division. So we have a couple of Chiefs fans you may be able to hear in the background who are loving the action they're seeing here tonight. As we'll give you a quick look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard before we head out tonight. West Michigan 9-5 winners over Lansing. Cedar Rapids 7-1 victors over South Bend. Lake County 3-2 winners over Fort Wayne. Dayton all over Great Lakes. That game's still ongoing in the bottom of the 8-12-5. The Dragons on top, looking to improve to 21 games over 500. Man, have they been impressive. Corsair game 11-3. Peoria with the win, and Beloit 6-4. The final over Wisconsin. Beloit's been on a bit of a roll as they won, I believe it was 8 out of their last 11 games or something like that. But Beloit's been on a roll. Things are looking up for the Skycarp as of late. But for the Chiefs, they certainly are a success. as they pick up their 22nd victory of the year. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 tomorrow night, much like it was here tonight. The Chiefs, give you a quick look at our pitching matchup heading into tomorrow's action, as it'll be Dionis Rodriguez to get the ball for our Chiefs tomorrow night at 6:35 right here from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. That'll just about do it for us up here in the booth for the entire Chiefs media staff. For Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe, saying thank you so much for tuning in on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network or on MILB TV, if that's where you chose to spend the evening with us. Nonetheless, we thank you for giving us a little bit of your Tuesday evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Pre-game starts at 6:20. First pitch, 6:35. Quad Cities Rubber Bandits and our Peoria Chiefs. We'll talk to you tomorrow.